Governor Chris Christie and Senate President Steve Sweeney hope New Jersey lawmakers act quickly on a plan for the state to take control of Atlantic City's finances. Let's look at the proposal intended to stave off bankruptcy with Dr. James Hughes, Dean of the Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers University. Dean Hughes, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Dean, what are the highlights of the deal announced yesterday?
Well, one of the highlights of the deal is a lack of detail. Essentially, the state wants to make all of the decisions related to financial matters and to personnel matters. And essentially, how the legislature is actually going to write that bill that gives the state that power is yet uncertain. But the bottom line is it's very difficult for local officials to reduce jobs, to reduce the size of government because of the tremendous political power at the local level or political opposition. That's dimension one of being able to downsize government without causing, you know, major panic. Then the second one is to make very, very hard fiscal decisions of who is going to get paid, because the city is going to run out of money. It has a very significant debt. It owes money to the casinos. And again, a state authority is able to make that decision with a little bit more political insulation.
As dean of the Blaustein School, do you think this is sound planning and public policy, the direction that Governor Christie is proposing?
I think it's the only course of action available right now. If the city went bankrupt, I think it would be such a mess that it would take years to unravel it.
To what extent is the Camden example an analogy to what will now be taking place perhaps in Atlantic City?
It's a pretty good analogy, I think. It's not exactly the same. Again, we don't know the full details of the Atlantic City, and maybe the state doesn't even know that right now either. So that's going to be crafted, I think, over the ensuing weeks. But the model of having the county taking over the city police department, of having the state having some fiscal input and responsibility and the like, sort of the broad principles are similar.
What are causes for optimism in the short and or long run?
Well, with the state being involved, it means the state may well have to put some resources into Atlantic City to keep it afloat. So that is a possibility. The state now bears some responsibility. It may give people more confidence to invest in Atlantic City, knowing that it will not go bankrupt. And there still are being investments made, even though casino gaming is declining. There's been some expansion of convention meeting facilities at some of the casinos. Some of the casinos have upgraded themselves. There's been additional retail development in the city. And if those investors that are doing that investment lose confidence in the city, then that's going to stop right in its tracks.
Thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks
Sure.
Tonight. Dr. James Hughes is Dean of the Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers University.